You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I want to bring one word to all of us today, just one word. And I want you to live by this word this week. We read it four times in this text. It's a very powerful word. We're told to have this word with Christ and with others. And so this week I'm calling upon you to live with this word in your heart toward Christ. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all week long. And I'm asking you to live with this word in mind with others, with your mate, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your neighbors, everyone you see. We read the word, in fact, in chapter one, and we saw it, first of all, in verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you that ye may have, what's that word, class? Fellowship. We read it four times. And truly our, what's the word, church? Fellowship is with the Father. Look at verse number 6. If we say that we have, what's the word? Fellowship. Look at verse number 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have what? Fellowship. Fellowship is communion. It's partnership. Fellowship is that word that means communication or friendship. And so I'm supposed to have friendship. I'm supposed to have fellowship. I'm supposed to have closeness with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's where God said, I want you to have fellowship with me. You know, God's lonely for us. Did you talk to him this day? Did you talk to him and say, God, empower my pastor. Help me to have something to help me with my life. Did you do more than just thank you for the Cheerios today? Did you thank him for the food that you ate? Did you pray for the bus ministry today? Did you pray for souls today? Did you pray for people to get right with God today? And fellowship is, there's a closeness, it's a friendship, it's a communion. I could stand before you today and say, I have fellowship with the 44 deacons you gave me. You voted him in, my vote didn't count really. But you gave me 44 deacons and their wives. I love those deacons. You know, I have 70-some staff members at all the ministries. I love my staff. I can't think of one. Well, I can think of one I'd like to get rid of. But other than that one, no, I can't think. You guys can't. We can't think of one person we want to get rid of. We want every one of them. You know, I have closeness with God's people. My wife and I, we've been here 50 years. We experienced that so much this last month by God's people. There's not a better, Brother Jerry Whitlow, there's not a better church in America than North Valley Baptist Church. You people have gone above and beyond. Well, unbeknownst to me, you had a 24-hour prayer chain going for my wife. Unbeknownst to me, I don't know who all made the food, but you bring food and the deacons put a table out in front of our porch, and every night about 5 o'clock it shows up. They said that it's for the next 6 years it's gonna happen. Man, that's good food too. I love my people. I love coming in here. Normally I start with, I go up and down the rows before church. I love coming in here early Wednesday night, sitting down and talking to people. I love hanging around after, just talking to God's people. Don't criticize God's people to me. I have fellowship with God's people. Amen. There's a family spirit. There's a friendship. There's a communion. Amen. I want to know your needs. I want to know your sorrows. I want to know your heartaches. Hey, I want to tell you something. I love preachers. My phone, I don't do email, but I do my phone. My phone has literally blown up the last 30 days. Preachers all over the world texting me, praying for your wife. Don't call back while I try to text them back. But thank God for preachers. I thank God for God's people. I go all over the nation preaching. And I love to go and just go and say, is service at 7? We'll pick you up at 10 to 7. I said, no, I need to be there earlier. I want to know the crowd I'm preaching to. I want to shake hands with them. And normally they're on the platform waiting for me. I'm out shaking hands, talking to people. I love fellowship. Amen. What a fellowship. Amen. What a joy. What is fellowship? It's communion. It's partnership. It's friendship. It's really brothers and sisters. And God's word makes it very clear. We're to have fellowship.
Yes, sir.
I want you this week. I want you every day to go out and find fellowship with somebody.
Amen.
So, well, you know, I'm not a talker. Well, change. God's word commands us to change. Go have fellowship. Well, they're not saved. Well, have fellowship with them anyway. Talk to them. Howdy with them. Well, I tell you what, I go over here to the coffee shop if I have a gift card. I don't go if I don't have one. And I'm not, I don't need a coffee card. But I shouldn't have said it that, but I don't need one. But I got in there the other day, and this way, hey, pastor, not a member, not a Christian. How you doing? I talked for a while. I said, what's new in your life? And got a prayer request from him. He's not saved. But I'm his pastor. I went a little bit further and said, hey, pastor, another unsaved person. By the way, before I even got out of my car, here's a guy that I talked to, and he's running for political office. And he said, hey, pastor, stop. How you doing today? Unsaved. You know, why can't you have fellowship with people? If you're a boss, if you're a manager, why can't you have fellowship with these underlings behind you? There's no such a thing as an underling behind you, below you. You're a team.
Amen.
You may be the manager, you may be the boss, you may be the CEO, but there must be fellowship. Look what the Word of God says. There needs to be mutual friendship with Christ. Look what verse 1. That which was from the beginning. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands and handled, the word of life. Who is he? He's talking about Jesus. That for the life was manifest. Whose life was manifest? Jesus Christ was made manifest. And we've seen it, and we bear witness and show it to you, eternal life that was manifested, made publicly exposed. Jesus Christ exposed himself to us. And that's what it speaks about. You know, mutual friendship with Christ. What is Christ? 1 Peter 1, 16 and 7 says, be ye holy, for I'm holy. We serve a holy God.
Amen.
And he wants you to be holy this week. And he said, be holy through fellowship with me. Read the Bible every day. Every day read the Bible. Pray every day. Every day pray. Every day serve God. Do something for God in his work every single day. That is literally having fellowship with Jesus Christ. Mutual friendship. Mutual fellowship. But how important it is. You know, there's that song, Walking with Jesus. That was your aunt's favorite song. I was at her marker this week. Priscilla, walking every day, walking all the way, walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus, my Lord. I was in summer camp as a teenager in 1966. They had this as the theme song. The song was, I'd rather walk with Jesus than roam the paths of sin. I'd rather have his friendship than earth's best honors win. My one desire is to please him in everything I do. And so we're walking onward, upward, bound for heaven and God. God wants me to have fellowship. Sometimes I read my Bible and it's so dead to me. Has that ever happened to you? And you read the proverb of the day, and I read five psalms a day, and then I read in this area over here, and I read it, and I said, Lord, I read that, but what did I read? Does that ever happen to anybody? Thank you, three of us. I said, Lord, I'm going to have to go back and read it again. And I read it again, and God always gives me something. He gave me something in Proverbs chapter 1 today. The book of Proverbs is so marked up, I can't see all the words to the chapters. I've got lines and notes and things all lined up there. And I was reading it, and it's the word, I figured it out, the word here. But I thought it was help. I thought it was something else, and I figured it out. You know, I read it, and it just didn't do anything for me. Proverbs 1 did not do anything for me this morning. So I read it again. Oh, I saw something fresh and something new. I want to have fellowship with, hey, you teens, the only hope you have is getting your Bible. Getting the Gospel of John. Get in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read it every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. Bro, don't read your Bible, forget to pray, and you'll shrink. There needs to be a mutual love for Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I think of all this, how we can pray and how we can serve Him and how we can read His Word. Yes, sir. I read the account of a young boy, World War II. World War II, they would ship out, most everybody was shipped out of Fort Ord right over here, 70 miles from us. At Marina, Monterey is Fort Ord. They still have the big sign out front, and yet they built on that property now. We have a church that meets on Fort Ord. Brother Wallace over there meets on the property. Great, great man of God. But you know, this boy was a young boy, just 18 years of age, and they shipped him out from Fort Ord. And they went halfway around the world. They said, that night I was so lonely. I missed my mother. I missed my dad, 18-year-old kid, battle gear on, ready to be a military man, fight for freedom. And I said, I missed my home. I missed my church. I missed my pastor. I missed it all. And he said, I grabbed my Bible and began to walk on a sandy beach. And so I walked on that sandy beach and I was weeping and crying. I said, Lord, I just want to have fellowship with somebody that knows you. And I saw two soldiers I came upon. They both had Bibles. I said, where are you guys going? They said, well, every night we meet over here. We testify, we give testimonies, and then we sing. We have an accordion, and the guy comes every night, but sometimes he can't, so we just sing a cappella. And then we have a man of God stands, and he teaches us the Bible. He says, it's an opening. He goes, oh, yes. There's about 30 boys meeting that night. And he walked with those boys to that meeting. He wept the entire meeting, said, I'm having fellowship. That's the word he used. I'm having fellowship with God, with fellow believers. I'm here lonely. I'm sad. I'm homesick. I'm having fellowship with God's people. Amen. You know, not only is there mutual love for Christ, there's mutual interest. Ephesians 5:25 says, Jesus gave his life for the church. He gave his life not for brick and mortar, but for this institution. We could remove the walls and leave all the pews and have all the people. We would still have a church. Because the church is not the building. The church is the people. You're the church. And Jesus gave his life for you.
Amen.
And if that's what he did for the church, it must be important. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves, the fellowship, the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. I walk in this building many times during the week. It's completely empty, just some lights on for the fire sprinklers. And I walk through this place, It's as dark as could be. And I'll say, but Sunday morning it's going to be filled again. Amen. God's people, all of you got up this morning. You know what you could be doing on a Sunday morning? Instead of having some man yell at you, you could be in bed. You could be at your coffee. You could be, but you're at that what? Because you have a love, you have a common interest with God. And that's what God's people have, a common interest. How very important it is. The song that was written years ago was written because a man in 1817, he passed away. So he was a Baptist preacher in England. And he wrote this song. He had decided to take a large church in London. He was just a country preacher. And he took that large church, and the Sunday came. They loaded up all the little belongings on their wagon. And the horse was all hitched up and ready to go. And he preached a closing message to that church and told them to keep on living for God and live for God a lifetime. He crawled up on that seat on that wagon and helped his wife up, and she sat there. And she sat on that seat, and he sat on that seat, and a good salary was waiting for him in London, and a lot of people were waiting for him in London, and a large ministry waiting in London. He began to weep and cry over those country folks that he had loved so very much. And his wife on that seat, on that bench, on that wagon, turned to him and said, "Honey, we can't go. We can't leave these people." He got off that wagon, reached for her and helped her down, and said, "Folks, we're staying. We're not leaving." He wrote the words to this song, "Blessed be the tie that binds." That's what fellowship does. It binds you together. Our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship. He said, we have fellowship with these people. They'll get another pastor in London. I'll have to struggle the rest of my life with my finances. And he did. But he said, I'm having fellowship with God's people. Love God's house. Love Jesus Christ. But you know, fellowship involves mutual investment as well. Number three. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store if God has prospered him. Sunday is the Lord's day. It's a holy day. It's not a holiday. And Sunday, an offering plate is passed. Nowadays, I know we give online as well. But you know, giving online or giving an offering plate is presenting to God what he presented to you all this week. He gave you a job. Yes. You made money. You paid taxes on it. You have to pay that. Right. But more important than paying taxes, you've got to be right with God. Amen. God says, upon the first one, let every one of you lay by him in store. God determined that the tenth part belongs to him. Amen. I don't know how true this is, but I've been told it's true. That every garden, Every tree comes from one of 10 trees. Because of grafting and because of all the different, every tree that's ever been created by God is one of 10 trees. Thus, if that is true, God had 10 trees in the garden. And he said to man, one belongs to me. You can have all the other 9, but don't touch my tree. But man in his weakness said, I want God's tree. And he sinned against God. You don't touch God, what's God's. You don't touch it. I don't know. I don't know if it was my prayer, my wife's prayer, your prayer. But I'll guarantee it, there are people that are tithers that prayed, God heard your prayer for my wife. God heard your prayer. But don't expect God to answer your prayer if you won't tithe. If you're not right here, you're not right. If you're not right in ownership, who owns you? Who owns your funds? God's word makes it very clear that there must be mutual investments in fellowship. In fellowship with God, there needs to be a mutual relationship. There needs to be mutual interest, the house of God. There must be mutual investment. I think I'll stop. I'm not done. There needs to be mutual trust. Trusting Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You're going to have to place your trust. Brazilians, you're going to have to place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Thank God for you. Our Brazilians are amazing people. Amen. They're just the best. They're amazing. Amen. Thank God for that Fogo de Chao. That's Brazilian, right? I've been there one time, but is that Brazilian? Oh, let's go for lunch today, shall we? I have to go home. But there has to be, there must be mutual trust. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. I don't know if it was, I had some people say it was very aware, Pastor, that you are trusting God. And I know my wife's watching this service right now. To live without her is not to live. I have no life without her. She's this church. Amen. This church is here because of her. She's been in the background for 50 years working. I don't have a life without her. But I determined right from the very start when they said you have colon cancer, I determined, and she did too, that we were just trusting God. And she was in God's care. And if God wanted to take her, God could have, he loves her more than I love her, and I love her. Because God has a perfect will. Always has a perfect will in our life. And you can trust God in every situation. God wants fellowship with, God desires fellowship. God desires a kinship with us. God desires that. Go back to World War II. A young boy was shipped out here to California and was awaiting orders. He left North Carolina and he had a little dog called Laddie. Laddie and this young boy were just like a hand in a glove. As soon as that boy left, he said, kneeled down and hugged his little Laddie, and Laddie said, I'm going to miss you, but I'll be back. That dog was so affectionate to him. But you know something? That boy left, and Laddie stopped eating. Laddie had no appetite. Laddie could not do anything. Laddie missed his owner so much that he literally began to die. And the newspapers got hold of the story. And they flew in doctors to help Laddie. I mean, World War II, this is years ago. And they flew in doctors and they gave medicine. And it revived a little bit. But Laddie, in just a matter of weeks thereafter, he died of a broken heart. I wonder, your Savior, does he have a broken heart because you're not there? Laddie's owner had left him. But Jesus never leaves you. Amen. He never forsakes you. If you want to go to the tavern, he's going with you. Because he'll never leave us. But he's not comfortable at the tavern. He's not comfortable at the show. He's not comfortable with this worldliness of we see today. He's not comfortable with describing a male and a female and 67 other genders. No, it's just male and female. Amen. And our God wants me to talk to him in fellowship. I wonder how many times I've broken the heart of God because I have just neglected Him. Here's what I'm asking you to do today. This week, every day, we join in fellowship with Christ.
Amen.
Through prayer, through the Word of God, through serving Him. We join in fellowship with one another. I love being with these men. I look forward every morning. We have prayer together. I look forward to prayer meeting. I don't know if it seems like, but I look forward to having the ladies and the men come together and sharing prayer requests. I look forward to that. I look forward to working together, answering questions and asking questions. I look forward to that. I look forward to fellowship with people. That's what God wants out of you this week.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.